You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I would say at the beginning, you should consider these words like a hug from the Ravs. The Rav means myself. The last message I sent to the Olam was a little bit Musa. I had a big argument with my wife, which I'd apologize to give Musa. I don't know if the Hayasi is the time to give Musa. I don't know if it's the time. I always thought that my job description is give us Musa. So that's often why I give, not that I'm worthy to give anyone Musa. So we all decided it's time for this. It's time for hugs and kisses, even though as the Olam said this, the Olam announced on Shabbos, I think Rabbi Yossi announced, no kissing the Sefer Torah, kissing the Rav. But of course, through Zoom, we can exchange our love to each other. And another thing I don't have to do tonight, not important, is to go through everything, the suffering that we're going through. Each person is enduring their own challenges. Job here, we all know. We all know what's going on and the difficulties that we're all feeling. I have to give a to the marshal, the chasman kala, that the wedding will not happen in the normal way. The home should be filled with shalom and bracha. Belay died, and first who lost his parnasa, like my own son lost his parnasa because of this. Hashem, I give you a bracha. Hashem, and of course, the simchas that are being cancelled, and refuse his shoes to all of me. My God, to give you brachas from the depth of my heart. Now, how do we deal with this nisayon, this kind of tremendous nisayon, unusual, a global nisayon? First, we have to, we all believe, and I know we have to, we all do, that it comes from Hashem. It's Hashem sent this, obviously. Two, it has a purpose. Hashem did it, it has a purpose. And three, it is for our good. It's not always easy to swallow that, but we always have to believe that it comes from Hashem. And it has a reason, it's for our good. Remember our boy on Pesach. I always say, we thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. If we don't know why we had to go there, so why are we thanking Hashem for taking us out? He put us in. So on Pesach, we often discuss the necessity of being Mitzrayim. But it's Avigdor Miller's Pshat, or the Medrash, whatever I speak to on Pesach. But I don't know why the world, or we have to go through. We don't know. Some have this theory, some have that theory. But it's, we don't really know the answer. But we know that it's from Hashem. That it has a purpose, it's for our good. It's no coincidence, and of course there are never any coincidences. I once heard from a big man, car incidents. A coincidence is a car Hashem incidence. This happened between Purim and Pesach in our country. And Purim is a time of serving Hashem b'simcha. We serve Hashem and Purim with tremendous joy. And Pesach is a time of redemption and salvation. Now, in Shushan and in Mitzrayim, we are in much greater danger than we are today. They were both world powers that had no way to escape from Mitzrayim, and certainly Persia, it seemed that the decree was irrevocable. We destined Mitzrayim slaves forever, and be destroyed, be annihilated by the Persian world empire. Yet, Hashem says, how can we be in Simcha? We should be in Simcha. We have to rid ourselves of fear. Hachad is a terrible thing. Through faith, Christ to believe in Hashem who brought us about, this Christ. Will carry through it and sustain us. So we have to have bitachon in order not to have fear. I have a Gemara, which is a little strong. My wife begged me not to say it, but speaking about fear, pachad. Now, can you scare people with fear? See, this sounds to be a little illogical.
Yes.
Quote a Gemara, scare you not to have fear. So, does that work? Can it work? I just want to bring a chazal, Gemara Chagiga, that shows that fear is so dangerous. Gemara says that the Satan was said to take one Miriam, and got another Miriam. So the Gemara is, how did he get up? The Gemara says she dropped something, a hot ember, on her foot, and she was frightened, and then the Satan got her. So from that, the Gemara's source, what I heard many say, that fear, you should have to overcome our fears and not have fear of this terrible Magefa. So we daven that we should be able to join together, to daven together, to learn together, to go have simchas, join together at simchas, and of course we mechazik each other face to face, that we can again continue our relationships, not through Zoom or not through the internet, but together face to face. I will end this with two psukim from Sefer Yeshaya. If I'm quoting Sefer Yeshaya, no, you must know that it was my wife's influence. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, the first pasuk everyone knows, it's a very famous melody nigger. Quote, Ish Esre'eu Ya'azoru, each person helps his partner. Ula'achiv, his brother, Yomer Chazak, he says, Chazak, strengthen yourself. So that's the first pasuk. Seven psukim later, listen to what the Navi says. Yani Hashem Elokecha, I am your Hashem, Machzik Yemincha. Notice that word, machzik, I give strength to your right hand. Ha'imaloch, I say to you, Al-Tira, don't be frightened, ani azarticha. Notice the word chazak and azarticha. So it seems obvious. Look at my telling you. If you give your friend Ezra, you help your friend, and you tell him chazak, the Baruch Hashem's promises, midah k'neged midah. As Hashem always follows, does, treats people, treat others. So Hashem says, because you're chazak, I will be maxi yimincha. And ani azarticha, ish esreu yazoru, so Rosh is ani azarticha. Tell the oilam that as much as I'm a little distance physically away from you, I think I'm ready to escape this virus, the machla. I came to Waterbury. So if I have to be indoors, I'd like to have my children, my grandchildren. And Baruch Hashem, because of technology, the caveman, I'm getting sure because there's three shiurim ready today. I'm teaching my Talmidim. I'm doing the Daf Yomi in the morning on this same Zoom, Kalish Zoom, from 8 to 9 in the morning. And I gave shiur to my Talmidim. Zoom, there is a program for Yeshiva Baruch, and I gave a shiur mitzvos today, and my tummy with the Yeshiva, second class. And Baruch Hashem tonight, I'm in the room with you, Rambam, as soon as I end this. And so I just say to the Olam that I'm here for you, care about you. Anyone can reach me, my cell, you know my cell numbers. And, anyone is on Shilas, just wants to talk, I want to contact all of you, give everyone kisses. Call everyone oil, but Baruch Hashem, I've gotten through to many of you, but many of you have left messages, so we should only share good tidings, we should get through this thing with good health, we should all be healthy, the version should continue to help us with Parnas and Bisfund, and then Nachas, and everyone should have a good Shabbos. I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to be Shabbos, you know, how you're going to fare Tzach on Shabbos. Many of you are just staying home, others have other plans, but whatever you do, it should be good health and good job. Thank you for listening, and a good job.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.